Okay, everybody out in podcast land, it's time for another episode of Rapid Fire, where we come up with some trivia questions and try to stump each other with really, really hard ones. But I don't know, sometimes I think these aren't too bad. I think you may get most of these, but we'll see.
That means you took about 10 minutes to research the questions, right?
About 12 minutes.
Okay, all right.
Some of these are pretty hard. I'll be surprised if you get some of these, so we'll see.
Yeah, I got some softballs and some tough ones, so be ready. All right. Here we go.
Okay, question number one for you. Who was the original guitarist of Bon Jovi?
You mean when they got their deal?
Before Richie.
Before Richie. I know on the demos, is that the person you're talking about who played on the demos?
Mm-hmm.
That would be Aldo Nova, who played part of it, and the other guy.
I'm thinking of another guy.
The other guy played with Rick Springfield, and I can see his face, but I can't remember his darn name.
No, it was a different guy.
Oh, so it's another guy.
Yeah.
Well, then I don't have a freaking clue who it is.
It would be Dave Sabo from
Skid Row.
Yep.
Forgot about him.
Yeah.
Oops.
Dang it. Yep.
I'm thinking of all these obscure session players. How was the guy like it? No.
Nope. Dave the Snake Sabo played with Bon Jovi first.
That'd have been interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, it would. I mean, he's a good guitar player. I like him a lot. Huh. He'd been interested in Bon Jovi.
Yeah, well, I like Bon Jovi. I mean, they were really good for a while, but lately, the last couple albums are just not there.
I don't know what happened. Their first, like, four or five albums, killer, but I don't know.
They were good all the way up to Bounce. Bounce, I thought, was really good. And after that, I think, I don't know. He went middle of the road. Yeah.
Yeah, there's something about more recent Bon Jovi that there are a lot of lyrics. If you listen to the song, it's just constant singing. There's no breaks and nothing to break things up like that. But
he's trying to be Springsteen.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think so. And it's sad, though, because that's not what everybody like. I mean, they like some of the lyrics, obviously, or some of them are good in the past. But it's more about the melodies and the chorus. And he's got a killer guitar player with him now, Phil X.
Amazing
player, but, you know, he's in the background.
Yeah. Well, it's John's band.
Yeah, really, literally. Everybody else is hired guns.
Right. John's band.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Well, he's doing okay, so can't really criticize him too much about that. They're still playing arenas.
Okay, yeah, he may know something, I guess. Yeah, whatever.
He's doing okay. All right, question one for you. What do these four bands have in common? DAD, Pretty Maids, Merciful Fate, and Volbeat.
Oh, let's see. Are they all Scandinavian?
Yes, but what country?
I don't think they're Swedish.
They are not Swedish.
I'm going to say Norwegian.
That is incorrect.
Oh. They are, I had a 50-50 chance. Finland?
No!
Nope. Try again.
Where?
I don't think this country is considered Scandinavian. They're right there. Denmark.
Yeah, that's right across the water.
Right.
Dang it.
I figured you knew one of those bands was from Denmark.
I knew DAD was from up in that area. I couldn't remember where.
Yeah, because not too many bands from there have made it.
Yeah.
Right now, Volbeat's really big.
Oh, they're huge. They were the band before Avenged Sevenfold at that festival I saw over up in Jersey. Or no, in near Philadelphia about 2 years ago. Volbeat, then Slayer, then Avenged Sevenfold.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about them. Maybe it's the Elvis-type vocals. I can't quite get into them yet. I mean, music's pretty good, but there's something about it that I don't love. I don't know what it is yet.
I can't put my finger on it. I really like the music. Maybe it is the vocals. I don't know. But they're a cool band. They were great live.
Hmm. And great. Their lead guitar player was an Anthrax.
Oh, was he?
Yep. I mean, the guy they have now is from, like, Shadows Fall, but the guy before that, yeah, he was there. He was in Anthrax and left Anthrax to help produce the Volbeat album, and then he ended up joining the band.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Anthrax was on that bill also.
Love Anthrax.
Oh, yeah, they're so cool. Definitely fun live. All right, question number two for you. Where was Dream Theater formed?
Where? Like, what state or what country?
Actually, city. It's a little more specific than a state.
So it would be a county?
No, they were all, I'll say, they were enrolled in the same school.
Oh, so you want to know what school Dream Theater came from?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I don't know, something like Musicians Institute, does that count? No.
No.
So it's
a little more formal than that.
More formal school. Juilliard?
Oh, very close.
Well, I don't know.
No, it was the Berklee College of Music up in Massachusetts.
Okay. I was in the ballpark.
But, yeah, you were close. Berklee, Juilliard.
Incorrect.
Yeah. All right, you're 0-2 today.
Wow. Okay, here's your question.
Okay.
And this is one of those, what, the real name game?
Oh, boy. These are hard.
Yeah. Can you tell me who Marvin Lee Adday is?
Marvin Lee Adday?
You need any hints?
Is it Meatloaf?
Yay! You're correct.
Yes.
You got it.
The only thing I know, the reason I know that is because Scotty is married to a girl named Adday.
Yeah, Pearl Adday. You got it. Because I was going to throw, yeah, he was in movies and he's in music. Yep. Meatloaf.
Very famous.
Is known as Marvin.
Meat.
Which one's cooler, Meatloaf, Meat or Marv? I guess Meat would be cooler.
Yeah, I could be called Meat.
Yeah, but what's cooler, Meat or Meatloaf?
I don't know. I do enjoy Meatloaf. Good Meatloaf.
Not me. Yeah. Too many onions. I guess it depends on the Meatloaf.
Yeah, I don't put onions in my meatloaf.
Yeah, my mom made meatloaf and I hated it. Ugh, it was onions. Ugh.
No, I leave the onions out. I do put peppers and then a good sauce on top. But
well, maybe I'll have to come over to try and try your meatloaf I haven't had a good meatloaf in 47 years or ever.
Right. All right. Question number three for you. Let's see if you can at least redeem yourself.
Yeah, I'm sucking eggs today.
Yeah. What is Gary Moore's only album to go gold in the U.S.?
It's got to be Still Got the Blues.
You are correct, sir. You redeemed yourself.
Yes, and that's the only time I saw him play in a large place in the United States.
Really?
I saw him play at the Universal Amphitheater.
And it was the Still Got the Blues tour.
Yep, and there was like 5,000 people there. And because all the other times, I did see him at the Cap Center as an opening band, but when I saw him headline, it was like a club in D.C., you know, the Roxy, small places.
Yeah.
And I was
I only saw him one time. He was opening for Crocus and Def Leppard on the Pyromania tour, and he was awesome. That was those rock days. He had his rock pants on.
Yeah, oh my God, I saw him at the Roxy, and I was like 2 feet from him. And everybody around me was in 80s bands. They're all there to see Gary Moore. It's like, oh, there's Black and Blue over there. Oh, okay, there's Rough Cut over there. I'm like, oh, yeah, cool.
Yeah. Well, they know who's the real deal.
Oh, yeah. It's not even close. Okay, you ready for question three?
Yep, let's see.
Here it comes. What was Sweet's first U.S. top 10 hit? Name the song.
Oh, man.
And I'll give you a hint. Came out like 72, 73.
I'm going to say Little Willie.
You are correct.
Yes. Woo-hoo. I had my Cheerios this morning.
And you are today's winner.
Ding, ding, ding. Hey, tell him what he won, Johnny.
Well, let me see. Let me get the price pack over here. Nothing. You won nothing.
Okay.
Sorry.
So, same as usual.
Yes.
Hey, let's double that.
Yeah.
Woo! It's double day Saturday. Hey.
Hey, all right. Yeah. Well, damn, you kicked butt today.
All right. Good questions.
Yeah. Well, okay. I'm just so disappointed. I'm just going to go home.
Wait, aren't you home now?
Oh, that's right. I am recording from my palatial home studio next to the bathroom. Yeah.
Oh. Don't flush. I'm recording.
Yeah. Stop it. Pee sitting down so it's not so loud.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or my son, just make it in a circle, please.
Right.
You're banking it off the backboard. Don't do that when you're peeing standing up, please.
Ooh. Ooh.
All you fathers out there who got sons know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank God you had girls, right, huh, Danny?
Oh, man.
Yeah, they're
all... they slam dunk it every time.
Yep. No worries there. And on that note, click.
All right.
The Hard Rocking Trivia Show can now be found on YouTube, so please search for us and subscribe to the channel.
Now it's time to play Who the Hell Is This?
All right, everybody, it's time for another segment of Who the Hell Is This? Where we try to stump each other with either obscure or hard-to-find songs by either bands we know, bands we don't know. So we send each other 4 10-second segments of a song and try to guess who it is and the name of the song if we can. So, Mark, why don't you go ahead and play the first part of the song I sent you?
Yeah, everybody play along at home, and here we go. Here's the first clip. Wow, that is definitely not familiar. Oh, wow. I'm going to say that's European sounding.
You'll have to be a fan of this band, I think, to know this song.
Okay. Am I a fan of this band?
Honestly, I don't know. I don't know that we've ever talked about them.
Okay.
I have seen them recently.
Well, I know who you've been seeing recently. I'm going to say, I don't know, Accept.
No, that is incorrect.
Oh, okay.
Nope. No, this is actually an L.A. band.
L.A. band. Okay.
Yeah, so there you go. You should know them personally.
Yeah, we all hang out together.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, I'll play track two.
Yeah, go ahead, track number two.
Not familiar, but you said it's an LA band. My initial response would be, oh, it's Ghost, but they're Swedish, so it's definitely not Ghost. LA band?
Nope, not Ghost.
Definitely never heard this, so definitely, I guess I'm not a fan. And it's a newer band? I'm going to
get... Yep. Yeah, they're active right now.
All right, LA band, new band.
It's a five-piece.
Is it Five Finger Death Punch?
No, you're getting closer though. Oh. Way closer than Accept.
Yeah. Okay, good. So,
Go ahead and play part number three.
Okay. Smiling right from ear to ear. Almost laughed herself to tears. Must have stabbed him 50 fucking times. I can't believe it. Ripped his heart out right before his eyes. I'm over reason. It's definitely different. It's kind of cool, but I have no clue who that is. It's a five-piece from L.A. and a newer band.
Yeah, they're probably my favorite, like, band that is keeping the rock genre alive now.
And the only bands I think can think of that doing that is more like the Struts and the Greta Van Fleets of this world.
It's
neither one of those.
This is kind of a strange song for them. Mostly they're more on the metal side, but this song kind of breaks out into metal a little bit and It's all over the place, but it's really cool live.
Okay. Is it Shinedown?
No, that is incorrect, but you're right around it.
Oh, okay. I can tell. You can tell I don't see many of these newer bands anymore.
No, this is from, it's not their debut album, but it's from their self-titled album that came out in 2007.
And what's that self-titled album called?
It's the name of the band.
Oh, okay. I thought I'd fool him. It didn't work. All right, let's play track 4.
I really always knew that my little crime would be cold. That's why I got a heater for your thighs. And I know it's not your time, but bye-bye. And a word to the wise, when the fire dies, you think it's over, but it's just begun.
I think I got it.
It's all right.
Avenged Sevenfold.
That is correct.
Yes. I finally got the guy's voice at the fourth clip. Yeah, I've never heard that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's a really cool song. The whole thing is like all over the place. It starts out real like cartoonish, and then it's the whole thing is just really, really cool.
And that's off their first album?
No, it's their self-titled, but it's not. They have an album called Avenged Sevenfold that came out in 2007, but that was like their third or fourth album.
Yeah, because I remember hearing that the first couple albums, the guy was more of a screamer and a growler, and they switched it up after a while. Yeah, that was definitely different.
I got into them with Hail to the King and then kind of went back to some of their earlier albums. That song is called A Little Piece of Heaven.
Oh, I'm going to have to check that one out. I like that.
Yeah, I've really been into Avenged Sevenfold recently. They're a really cool band. And I saw them at a festival here in, it was actually in Chester, Pennsylvania, like 2 years ago. But Slayer was there, Avenged Sevenfold, Ghost, Anthrax. It was a whole bunch of bands. Really, really cool day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I like that. Cool.
Yep. Avenged Sevenfold. I mean, I think everybody listening was going, oh, you idiot. That's Avenged Sevenfold. But if you haven't heard them, go check them out because they're really cool.
I'm going to check that song out. Cool. All right. Now it's your turn to try to guess what I sent you. I sent you something that's definitely not from any time yesterday or that, but we'll see what you think. You
might probably have, super hard, right?
Maybe not. I think for most people, but I don't think it'll be super hard for you.
All right, let's see. Oh man, really sounds. Is that Butch Walker?
No. No, it's not Butch Walker. All right, your hint is not a bad guess. This came out in 1996, and it's a four-piece band from L.A.
Oh, man. Man, it sounded just like a song off a Butch Walker album, but it's not Butch Walker related, right?
No, but same like, kind of, if they hung out together, these guys would be hanging with Butch Walker.
Okay, all right, let's try segment number 2. Oh, man. You said a four-piece from L.A.?
Yeah.
I was going to say it kind of sounds like Enough's Enough, but they're from Illinois.
Yeah. I saw this band play once, and then they split up. Oh, my God. They were so good.
Oh, man. It's not Enough's Enough. I'll need something else.
All right, the lead singer of this band has worked with Slash and Alice Cooper.
Is it Winger?
It is not Winger. Play track 3.
All right.
The next hint I give you might give it away.
Oh, man.
Any clue?
Worked with Slash and Alice Cooper.
Yeah, one as a lead singer and the other one as a guitar player.
Is it Tremonti?
Tremonti, nope, not, didn't quite get it. Your next hint is two of the members of this band were in Jellyfish.
Oh, jeez.
Now, oh, jeez would be incorrect. Should I give you the name of the singer?
Yeah.
It's Eric Dover, who sang lead in Slash's Snake Pit, and he was also a guitar player with Alice Cooper. But he was in the last phase of Jellyfish before they split up. And the keyboard player from Jellyfish, is that Manning?
Yeah. He was, Andy Manning?
Yeah, he something like that. He is also in this band.
I love Jellyfish. Yeah, and I think everybody does.
If they've heard them, yeah, heard of them.
If they've heard their music, they love them. If they don't, they're not my friend.
Oh, well, do you know who it is yet?
No.
Play track four. Now, can you see the little Jellyfish influence?
Yeah, totally.
Who is this band?
It's not, Jerusalem Slam?
Negative. But it is a two-word answer. You want the answer?
Yeah, I don't know.
This is Imperial Drag.
Ah, I love that song, Are You a Boy or a Girl?
Yeah, well, this song is on there, too. That whole album is pretty killer. You're probably going to have to revisit it.
Yeah, I think so.
Because that song I just played, The Man on the Moon, is awesome.
Man, I like those guys, especially with their Jellyfish influence. Or, I don't know, would you call it influence when the guys were in the band?
No, I think the good key, no, I don't think so. Roger Manning Jr. was the keyboard
Roger
player.
Roger Manning,
and
yeah.
Eric Dover, those are the two guys that came from Jellyfish and formed this band. One album, and they split, and then... And Roger Manning has been in Beck's band and plays on everybody, his rights. And the lead singer of Jellyfish, Andy Strohmer, just kind of so sick of, hated the music business, just dropped out.
Wow.
Shame.
The singer-drummer?
Standing singing drummer.
Yeah, interesting. Like with a standing set, with really cool way they had their whole stage set up.
Oh, yeah, and they sounded perfect live.
Oh, man.
It was ridiculous.
And, I've seen a couple of videos of them live, and it's remarkable.
Right. So the Imperial Drag album is probably way out of print, but if you stumble across it in some used store, pick it up. It's really good.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I have a copy of it.
I'm pretty sure you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, after we stop recording, you should listen to it again.
I will. That song, Are You a Boy or a Girl, is great. I think that...
It is, I agree.
It's like the second song on the album. The first one's just as good.
Yep, absolutely. So, man. Kids, go out there and buy Jellyfish and Imperial Drag.
Do it.
All right.
So, kind of on the mellower side, but very melodic and just great, great songwriting.
Amen.